A few months ago, if you wanted to find out what kind of personal information Apple had collected on you, you needed to navigate to Apple's privacy website and somehow find this tab that would let you request the info and await its arrival. Good luck finding it. That changes today with the introduction of a new privacy portal that promises to offer one-click access to get the information, delete it, pause an Apple.com account, or kill it altogether. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You're listening to Talking Tech, and you know you're still going to have to wait a few days to retrieve the information from the updated Apple.com/privacy section of the website as Apple confirms the request, but it should be way easier to find the tools now. And this is good that Apple's doing it, but what took Apple so long? Apple does update its privacy website every fall after the introduction of new phones and software upgrades to the mobile and computer operating system, known as iOS 12, and Mac OS, which this year is called Mojave. Privacy has become a big buzzword for tech consumers in the wake of massive vulnerabilities of Facebook and Google that exposed how the companies were targeting us with ads that tracked our every move. Now, you may recall that in May, I requested my data dump from Apple, and it took 8 days to arrive. When it did, there wasn't much there. Apple says the information is primarily kept on our devices, not its servers. The one sentence highlight of my data dump was a list of my downloads, purchases, and repairs, but not my search histories through the Siri personal assistant or the Safari browser. That's the main point Apple is making on the web. Quote, whether you're taking a photo, asking Siri a question, or getting directions, you can do it by knowing that Apple doesn't gather your personal information to sell to advertisers or other organizations. Unquote. You know that every time you like something on Facebook, Facebook says, we've learned something about this person. Let's sell an ad. Every time you could do a search on Google, that produces an ad. So it's a different story at Apple. And of course, Apple's approach on privacy could be a marketing message showing a clear distinction between the company and rival Android, the operating system from Google that has an 85% market share worldwide. Apple wants to be known as the hands-off company, and of course, Google is anything but. Now, new for 2018, the Mac OS update demands that companies that put in software that track those cookies that say follow you with ads from a pair of shoes after you've looked them up on Amazon.com must now first inform you and ask permission before they can be installed on your computer. A new feature on the iPhone and iPads is called Screen Time. It tracks usage on the device to let you know just how many hours a day you've spent with, say, Twitter or other apps. But Apple points out that the information is a one-way street. You know it, Apple doesn't. Apple has added an automatic password feature to iOS and macOS to make it easier to create hard-to-hack passwords and store them with Apple's iCloud keychain. Apple says this is a move to wean people from logging in with social media logins like Facebook or Google that, as I said, track you after you've signed in. The keychain will not do it, according to Apple. Now, to protect your privacy, on the site, Apple recommends using a hard-to-decode passcode on the iPhone and iPad. Well, that's topical because just last week, rapper Kanye West showed off his easy-to-crack 000000 code in a meeting last week with President Donald Trump. Apple also wants you to enable Face ID or Touch ID as well for biometric safety and to turn on two-factor authentication, which has you sign in twice before you can use your device. Who's ready to beef up their phone? I want to hear from you on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show on Apple and Google Podcasts. Please favorite the show on Stitcher, which helps more people find the show. And thanks, everyone, for listening.